Hello there. Welcome to our podcast, You, Me,
and the Podcast.
And we are your hosts. I am Jastheep, and you may know me from a variety of different things. And I'm here with
Manpreet. Also, go by Mamps. Am I going by Mamps this time around? Okay, I'm Mamps. Hi.
Up to you. You name yourself. Don't look at me.
It's like, you know, like everyone has that high school nickname that you just can't let go of. My OG name is Mamps, so I'll go with Mamps.
I have a childhood nickname that will not leave me.
What is it?
My dad called me Jessu.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing Jessu.
It doesn't leave.
Yeah. That's a really cute name, though.
Yeah, because you were at the wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I heard.
But
was
I have
like
a lot of different nicknames. I feel like my family also calls me Asha because do you remember back in the day in Indian radios?
Yeah.
There used to be a host called
Asha Sharma.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, she showed up to all at the end of it.
Exactly, right?
She was and up so, there.
And so they, my masi was like, oh, you're very like
bubbly witty, and
off
stuff.
The cuff, yeah. Like, you know, that kind of thing. She was like, oh, yeah. So they started calling me Asha.
I can see that.
Very
you're the good side of Asha, because
very random. I was like,
she kind of got annoying at times.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I wonder if she's up to.
She had a reputation. I think I saw her. I shot a wedding recently, or like a birthday party, and she did a little speech, and I'm like, wow,
oh, really?
Nice, a little debut,
nice
little appearance.
Yeah, it's so interesting, like the niche. I don't think, because I think she's just.
She's just there. She's like an influencer for like the older community.
But I think she's like only like her radio station is only here, right?
Yeah,
in California.
I think so.
I don't think so. Right? Or I don't know.
I have no clue.
Like Punjabi,
I just
radio
know that everybody
USA.
In California knows her.
Yeah, I know because I know that they're different Punjabi, but I don't think Punjabi radio works the same way as regular radio does.
How so?
Because like, you know how regular radio, you have like your local, like whatever it is, 97.7,
oh yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I don't think Punjabi radio works like that.
Punjabi radio, I think it's its own like private thing.
Yeah, I don't think it. Yeah, I'm not sure. Because like, I don't even listen. I don't even think I ever listened to Punjabi radio on the radio. I think it's more of like a podcast.
Yeah. It seems like a more podcast thing.
Yeah.
Where like people have to go to one, like a certain place to play it.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Also, my, like, I didn't even know people listen to the radio like that, but my mommy apparently does.
Really?
Because she references it every time we're talking about anything current events.
That's
people
crazy.
Are like, oh, like me or like my brothers were like, oh, I saw this on TikTok. My mommy's like, oh, radio, they can't this again.
Oh, and dude, that's kind of crazy because, like, I never thought anybody like listened to the radio like that.
That's what I thought.
Especially the Punjabi radio.
I thought the radio
people
was
be
dying.
Advertising on that. People bidding their kids' bio datas, and that's how they find their shit and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
It's
like our elder community's like little hub, you know.
It's like that's your social media.
That's as much as technology as they're gonna get. So
it's so funny because like cool. my stepdad is like, he used to be like only like a radio listener.
Uh-huh.
Recently he found Facebook Reels. And when I tell you, this man has his phone full volume.
That's
blasting.
Like a full, dude, that's a full addiction, like
on
situation.
The phone, like I'll hear out of like the like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I'm like, I was at home one day, everybody was gone, he was at home and he was upstairs, my brother was in his room doing something, and I'm like trying to work, right,
and
all I hear is Sagar Di Voti Lendi, and I was like, bro, can we
dude,
not,
that's so
like,
funny.
Have you ever seen like those like TV shows where it's like political and everybody's just like talking all over each other? First of all, there's like seven people on the screen.
Yeah.
And then there's like everybody's talking all over it.
Right.
Bro,
they're all sitting like in a line.
Whenever I see those, I get so overstimulated. It gives me hives. I can't.
Yeah.
It's just too much. I'm like.
And for some reason, our parents, like our grandparents are sitting there like, yeah, that's right. Like,
yeah,
this is
absolutely
job now. This is getting real.
And I'm like, this is they're like, this is realness. And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
No,
this is realness.
Like, I can't follow.
This is
like,
real shit.
Yeah. Whenever I go over to people's houses and they have that on, I'm like,
yeah.
Respectfully, can we turn this off?
Because right. Half of it doesn't even make sense. Like, they're yelling over each other for what?
How
like,
do you keep... Well, here's my thing. How do you keep track of your own point?
Yeah, I know. At some point, it just all gets
lost. I would get distracted.
At that point, you're just yelling random shit.
You're just yelling to
you're
yell.
You're just contributing, bro. Contributing to the conversation somehow. Yeah, I don't know. That's a yeah, whole different.
It's how did we get vibe off the rails so fast? Anyways, so all of that to say, we are starting a podcast because hopefully we're not talking all over each other all the time. And we are going to be encompassing a variety of topics, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
as you can tell, the first 2 minutes of our intro just went off the rails. And that's a very good depiction of what our podcast is going to look like. We were literally supposed to start off talking about ourselves and we go straight into what Indian politics.
Yeah.
Chaos. So,
but again, we're never going to give you our opinions on politics. It's more so just
making fun of
chaos.
Yeah. Making fun of the chaos surrounding politics. Yeah.
So.
But yeah, no, it's not political. We're like all over the place, but we want to focus on the fun stuff, right? The fun stuff, the serious stuff, the entertaining stuff, whatever comes to our minds, we just blurt it out. So the random stuff.
This is going to be a look into our brains.
Yeah. The reason why we called ourselves You, Me, and the podcast was because it wasn't just Jasdeep and I, it's also you, the viewer. And we want to sort of, you know, talk about stuff that just comes to our minds because chances are it comes into yours too. And we just want you to be a part of our conversation.
Some episodes are going to be so unserious that it's going to be like, why is this happening? But then some episodes are going to be a little bit heavier. But we'll give you guys warnings if that's the case. But
I'm actually very interested to see how our dynamic plays out over like all these podcast episodes, because as many of you guys don't know, Jasdeep and I, like, we haven't really been in touch for a long time.
We've known each other for 8 years.
That's crazy.
At this point,
it's so crazy. Like throwing out 8 years, but. Still feeling as if...
But we weren't, like, it wasn't... We weren't ever, like, best friends. Right, but it was, like, more so, like, you know, like, I would see Mumfrey, or we'd see each other, and it's like, oh, like, you know, that's somebody I know. That's somebody I follow. I saw the inception and, like, the execution of Ronnie Frame. So,
yeah,
like,
you did. She saw the foundation of it. She took part in the foundation.
Exactly.
And the
like,
foundation building.
Stuff,
yeah. So, it's kind of crazy how far we've gotten.
So we've
and
had,
the fact
we've,
that, like...
We've had, like, a working relationship as
like,
well.
Like, we've crossed paths with this project out of all things, because I feel like, you know, knowing us, knowing our hustle energy, and you know how we're girls and how we kind of have like overlapping lives, and you know, history of being the eldest brown girl in the family and all that good stuff.
Also, if like, you don't have a sister, we are now your sisters, because we both don't have sisters, and trust me, it sucks.
Living with men has been the most...
Having your
hectic
little brothers be your only
part
siblings,
of our lives. Oh, yeah.
That sucks. It sucks. And again, no tea, no shade to my brothers.
We love
if you're
you,
watching.
Bros.
We appreciate you.
We still love you.
Sometimes I just wish.
Like the second moms we are.
Or
we still
more.
Love you. And that's why we are here.
And that's why
we
are here.
We are the sisters that you never had.
Exactly. So if you have other sisters or you don't have any other sisters, you are welcome, because that is...
That'll be us. We'll fill in that gap.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah.
But yeah, we haven't really like touched base in a while. So as much as we know each other, there's a lot of stuff we don't know about each other yet. The other day I discovered that Jasdeep is literally 100% extroverted. I was going to say introverted. not introverted. That's like the opposite of that. But she's 100% extroverted. And we were recording a podcast the other day. And let's just say, like, I was at 0% energy. I was done. And there was Jasdeep going on. And she was like, I'm ready, bro. Let's pump out the fifth episode tonight. Let's do it.
I think I just have more stamina than most people.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I can only talk for so long.
As long as I'm hydrated and, like, not subjected to the elements.
Yeah.
There's very little that can actually
just Deep's like, should we go for another episode? Like, let's do a Reddit reaction. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, please don't. I was like,
you know,
Dumbledore when Harry was giving him the water and the Horcrux, and that was like destroying him, and you know, it was just so painful. That was you feeding another podcast episode recording to him. And I was
relax.
Like,
we abide by labor laws.
I'm like,
here.
I'm like, I'm being tortured. Tortured here. Jeez. This is child abuse.
Jeez. Yeah, we are now auditioning for a new co-host.
No. So, yeah, I would say that I'm, like, maybe 40% introverted and 60% extroverted. Like, for those who have seen my, like, social media page and have seen, like, have met me at least, you know I can be out there. But then I need a moment to myself and be like, leave me alone. I need to recharge and I'll be back. You know, stay tuned. Yeah. So I feel like we do have like those like very like small.
Oh, we are very differences. I don't even think small. I think we are very distinctly different.
Yeah.
But I think our experiences have been very similar. Yeah. Because like for me, like
we've had overlapping experiences.
Here's my thing. I am a true Leo. I am a true, true Leo. I despise inefficiency. Mm-hmm. Like, even at the Narikitin, we were doing, like, seva at a Narikitin. Uh-huh. And, like, just the inefficiency of, like, getting in line and stuff like that. And I was just like, I was like, I can't deal with you people. Yeah. Do you realize if you just got in a line, everybody would get their stuff faster?
Right. Unfortunately, yes. The world does not work that way. Yeah,
so I try to be as efficient as possible. Mm-hmm. And that's just...
I'm a true Pisces.
Like, I was like, if you're
that you
here,
will come to know.
Yeah.
At one point during this podcast, I will cry. I don't know at what point. I don't know what topic.
Hey, I cry too.
But the tears will come out.
I cry too.
Okay, good. We'll cry together then.
At least you won't be crying on like a really serious episode. Alone.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's just me. Like, I don't know. I don't like inefficiency. So that day that you were here, I was like, hey. You're here. The lights are on. Let's go.
It was like midnight. It's like 1 a.m.
I think it was hitting midnight.
It was hitting midnight. We were almost there. But we were there for a while. So, guys, by the way, this is not technically our first podcast.
We have been here for months now. First of all, let's talk about two things. This is not our first rendition of our intro podcast.
Yes.
Okay. This is the third rendition. So hopefully third time's the charm.
Yes.
Secondly, we also filmed out of order. We already have other podcast episodes under our belt. Yeah. And then we finally had the time to actually like film an intro.
Is this normal? Is this how things go?
I'm assuming it is.
It's really chaotic, but we're somehow making it work. So
yeah.
Interesting.
But I mean, even like movie scenes aren't filmed like in order.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You
got to do it the way it works, basically. Yeah.
And then you just got to hope for the continuity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We're going to try to keep this up forever, but we'll see how that works.
Forever is a long time.
Forever is a long time, but we got to keep our standards high, just deep. Standards are high.
We will be here for the foreseeable future. Okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I like the fact that we both are creatives. We have started our own businesses before. And we have kept that going. We know what it's like to be consistent. And we know how much work that needs to be put in. And that's why I have faith in us. I feel like we'll keep it going.
Yeah, no. I have no qualms with, like, whether or not we'll be able to sustain this. Mm-hmm. I think we have, like, a good base. I mean, we have an employee. You guys?
I know, guys.
We have an AV guy. Shout out to the AV guy.
We're a team of three.
And it's not because, like, he's not a troll who lives under a bridge. He just... is on the other side of the camera.
We'll show him one day. We'll do like a guest episode. He'll be right here.
Yeah, right here. Right in the middle.
Yeah, he'll just sit right here. He'll be like, telling us how annoying we are with our...
He's going to be like, you guys, I think
with our situation.
The other side. Anyways, so all that to say, this is currently a work in progress. So please don't judge us too harshly. We take immense pride in everything that we put out. So we are very, like, our standards are very high when it comes to products that we put out.
That's why it's taking so long for this to come out. I don't even know if this is going to come out.
We have been working on this for 2 months already.
Yeah.
Before you guys even, like, before any podcast episode even sees, like, light of day, we've already put in two months of work. So
I'll answer this too, Justine, but I want to ask you, I want to hear your answer. Like, why did you feel... like this was the right time to start a podcast, and what's the point?
I have literally always wanted to start a podcast, and I think that right now I just had the right amount of time and like the right amount of like resources to contribute to it. And I think I also like finding the right co-host was like such a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as like I literally asked her and I was like, hey, like how would you feel about starting a podcast? She was like, yes.
I didn't hesitate.
I was like, oh, for sure.
I didn't even breathe in between.
And I think you came over like literally a couple days after that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's some stigma to decisions that are made with haste.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that like over the last 2 months we've been able to work on this and kind of really hone in and everything.
Right.
I think that just contributes to, like, this wasn't just a decision that was, like, made in haste. It was something that just, like, kind of aligned.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, wait, hold on. Like, we can actually do this.
When things are meant to be, when they connect in place, they just happen automatically. It's, like, almost seamless.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we went through a lot of hiccups, but we don't even look at that in the grand scheme of things because we started a project and we're consistent about it.
Yeah.
We're still talking about it. We have it in the back of our minds. We have these deadlines in place.
Yeah.
And we know that we're going to hit those deadlines one by one.
Yeah. I think that's so important, having the tools to be able to put out a product that you're really proud of is like such a big thing.
And I agree.
I think like we've had recent investments, like the mics have been recent investments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think like all of that just kind of came together to the point where it's like, okay, now we can actually do this. And like,
and it's also kind of crazy, guys, that like I am a wedding photographer. So it's just like I already have all this knowledge and it's just like it was a no brainer to use it for other outlets, right? For other ways for me to channel my personality. And, you know, we love to talk. We love to talk about things. So it was a no brainer. Like, let's just start a podcast and let's just start talking.
I think the experience that we've had is very on par with like the eldest brown daughter of immigrants.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And so I think also like that also plays like a part as to why we wanted to start a podcast was because if we feel this way, if two of us who grew up in very different households feel this way, there must be somebody else who feels this way that grew up in completely different circumstances than we did.
Because I did. I personally felt so lonely for the longest time because I felt like these experiences were mine and mine only and that there was nobody who can really relate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be Instagram channels that would come out, such as like Pink Ladu, the Desi Feminist. There are like all these like different, you know, feminist pages that really highlight and spotlight certain situations and sort of feelings and emotions and stories that I felt like nobody else had, like could share with me. And so that's when I realized, okay, the eldest brown daughter, there's a trend, there's a pattern where it's just like all of our experiences are shaping us to who we are, but we are very similar in that aspect because we're healing in very similar ways. Yeah.
I agree with you on that, but my thing was always like the faceless entity of it all, I think kind of made me not relate as hard, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I think when you have somebody and you have like a face, right? Yeah. It's like your Manpreet, you're like, you know, like behind, like if it's Pink Ladu or like, you know, whatever.
Right.
It's like, that's a page. You don't necessarily have like that.
Yeah.
Like that recognition as to who it is.
Or and there's so, less of a connection that's,
yeah,
that's
and
there.
So I think
it's not
that,
as intimate.
I think for me, like that was always kind of the thing of like, I relate to like the things that you're saying, but I don't feel like you and I are right here. We're sitting right here, right? And like we can connect on so many different topics and everything like that because we're sitting face to face, right? And I think almost like when you have like an entity or like a business or like a page or brand or whatever, you don't get that like personal connection.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's like almost like very impersonal,
which
I mean, I don't think that that's the
like it does the job, but only to a degree.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And so I think like having that like connection of like, oh, these are two girls.
Right.
Like I'm going to reference the Do We Know Them podcast a bajillion times. I love the Do We Know Them podcast. If you haven't checked them out, you should definitely do that. But like, you know, like you can see them and they are two tangible women who have gone through whatever. Like, you know, whatever their life experience has been. And I think that, like, contributes to the overall, like, relatability of it all.
Yeah.
Right? And I think also recognition, right? Like, whenever I see them, I'm like, oh, like, that's Lily.
And it's crazier because, like, putting ourselves in front of the camera, there's, like, such a great vulnerability aspect there.
Yeah.
Being behind the screen, it's easy to say what you want, do what you want, post what you want.
Warriors.
Right? Right. Yeah. But it's just, like, being in front, I feel like hopefully it gives the other person, like behind the camera, right, a chance to sort of relate to us because we're putting our authentic selves out there. We're putting all of us in front of you guys. And you can judge us on literally anything we say, which is the most scary part of this whole situation. But I've put myself in so many scary situations because of my business and, you know, because of, you know, I moved out of my parents' house, and I did so many vulnerable things. So it's just like, this is just one more. And it's just been getting easier and easier and easier the more we're putting ourselves out there.
Yeah. And I think even like with like hate comments, right? Yeah. My least favorite hate comments mm-hmm. are hate comments that don't have like the, it's just like a throwaway account, because mm-hmm. my thing is like, if you're gonna say something, say it with your chest.
Yeah,
bro. I have so much respect right. for people who say things with their chest, who say things with their like actual account and like association and everything
right.
like that.
Right.
I'm like, go ahead, go off.
Right.
If you have here's our thing. Here's my thing at least. Right.
Yeah.
If you have creative criticism or like, you know, constructive criticism, by all means, give it. But do not give it from like a fake account of like yeah. a throwaway account. Absolutely
right.
not.
Right.
Because that.
Have the guts to say it with your name on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, mm-hmm. you're not giving constructive criticism. You're just being an asshole.
Yep. Right.
And that's why you even.
Or there's like an insecurity that's festering inside and you just want to bring the other person down.
That. But also yeah. like you're self-aware. That mm-hmm. what you're doing is not being nice.
Oh, you know exactly what's going on.
And that's why you go out right. and you create an account. Bullies, and you message, man. Right?
Bullies.
And like, what we'll
of
do.
All shapes and sizes and ages.
We'll do a podcast episode about like mean comments where we read mean comments. Because yeah. it's so funny to me. Because like, I'm like, how can I take it? I can't take you seriously.
Right.
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 Unless your name is actually Gutten 123456. Like. You know, like,
unless your username is actually very similar to a throwaway account.
Exactly. And then, you know, like, or if
there's no helping you, buddy.
Yeah. Or if you're on TikTok, where you know how it gives you user 145.
Yeah.
Then that's a completely different story. But my thing is always like, if you're going to say something, say it with your chest. Mm-hmm. And that is why we're here. We are saying it with our chest. Whatever.
You know, I'm getting better at taking criticism. I think the one like person that still like destroys me is my mom's criticism. It's because it's your mom. That's a whole different story. But it's just like, when it's strangers out on the internet just like saying things without even knowing my full story, I laugh. I'm like, okay, bro, do your best. You can try your best. It's not gonna do anything. You don't even know who I am.
Here's another thing.
I don't even know my
favorite
color,
like,
bro.
For the longest time, like even now, she's like so critical. I live
yeah.
in my own. I live in my own place. I right. pay my own bills and everything. Right? She'll mm. come over. She'll open up the cabinets and be like, right. "What is this? Why don't you have this? Why don't you have this? Right. I don't understand. Yeah. No. Why, yeah. why do you do it this way?" And I'm like, "Because it works." So again, like around moms, you can't do much with that. You're not gonna be good enough.
Oh, for sure.
Ever.
Never.
You know what's funny about like the brown mom and the brown experience uh-huh. is that brown moms and brown parents in general are so strict with their first kid.
Right.
And then they just lose the stamina for the last one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
they put so much energy and focus on that first kid that by the end of their like third one,
they have nothing.
There's nothing there.
They have nothing.
They're just like, do your best.
They're like, you know what?
I'll try to support you, buddy. But you're on your own.
Bro, the way that my mom, like, does not make decisions for my brother like she did when I was 18.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
It'd be like that.
I was like, what?
It really do be like that.
How are you going to tell me that? And then sometimes she'll, like, contact me for, like, advice on how she should parent. And I'm like,
yeah.
Respectfully, that's not my job.
I know.
But here's my thing. Like,
you do see yourself as like, you did play that role of a second mom with your brothers, right?
I think for the youngest, yeah.
Okay.
I think for my other two,
that's something
brothers,
I've seen across the board.
I mean, I feel like sisters. Here's my thing. I feel like I wouldn't say that because they don't see it like that, but mm-hmm. I've definitely like looked out. Even yeah. now, I still look out for my brothers. Like, if something happens and like my mom's like, "Oh, did you hear about X, Y, and Z?"
Yeah.
Or whatever, and I'm like, no, I didn't. What happened?
Right.
Like, you know, I'm never like, and that's the thing. And like a lot of like, dude, when I was a kid, everyone was like, oh, Jessica can't keep a secret. Jessica can't keep mm-hmm, a secret. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all don't know.
Y'all don't know what you don't know, baby.
Because like, I'm so open with like my life yeah. and like not even so open with my life, but like, right. like certain aspects of my life, I don't feel like I have to hide.
Right.
And so to me, I'm like, oh, like, you know, my parents or whoever, like they have a certain amount of access to me because like, right, you know. Right. But they take that as like, oh, I tell them everything. And I'm
yeah.
like, I don't tell you everything.
Right.
I think it's because of the way that I kind of talk and like, you know.
But you're still giving them some access.
Yeah.
And I think that's enough for them. Or at least yeah. to them, it's like, okay, she's giving us everything.
Yeah, but I also think I shoot myself in the foot a little bit because I think wherever I go.
I can relate to that.
I
can relate to
that. I kind of am really easy to get along
I'm
with.
I'm an open book, dude.
So they're like, oh my God, we're besties. And I'm like,
Right.
Not really.
You know, it's crazy that you mentioned that because, like, it's a similar boat for me in the sense that people will come up to me and say you're very approachable. And it's because personally, I am an open book. Whenever I go in front of anyone, I really don't have anything to hide. And if they're going to judge me, then that's based off of their insecurities. Okay. It's not a bad thing. It really isn't. People but there are at times where people overshare because I just have that aura that I give off where I'm just like, I am God. You may.
I think there's something so special though about being
not God. Sorry, like I meant like you know when you go into a church and you what's the word when you repent for your sins.
Oh, like a confessional.
Exactly. Yeah. I am the confessional, bro. So it's just there's nothing wrong about it. Again, I am an open book myself, so I guess I am very inviting in that sense.
I think the way that I talk makes people think that they have a lot of, I'm not mysterious by any means,
right?
But I think there are certain aspects of my life that are very private to me that I mm-hmm. keep very like hidden. Mm-hmm. But the way that I kind of talk, I talk like I'm an open book.
Yeah. And so you talk a whole bunch of nothing.
A whole bunch of nothing. I am a gabber. Dude,
that's so.
As especially like a brown woman, I'm pretty sure that you can relate to this. Mm-hmm. But you have to like find whatever is like, you have to find a balance, mm-hmm. right? And you have to find what is close to you, what is not, what is available. Like having to taper yourself and like whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I think that like, that's something that we have to work out, like the balance of it all.
Yeah.
And I think like a lot of people that I know, especially who kind of feel like they can tell me a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It's mostly because like they just want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they just want to talk. They want someone to listen. Mm-hmm. And I feel like especially with like the older generation of women.
Mm-hmm.
So like my mom's generation and stuff like that. I think that like they just really appreciate somebody listening to them
mm-hmm.
for once.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think if you look at the trends of like patriarchy and everything and how that plays such a huge role
mm-hmm.
in our society, like, or the Indian community, I think then right. you can start to understand why like Indian aunties are so like.
So we're also taught to not overshare and to not talk about anything about our lives. And I don't know where this stems from or, you know, so obviously there is a thing called oversharing, but I feel like as brown women, we've been told to like not talk about our lives at all because in fear of being judged, like, why is this brown girl doing X, Y, and Z, right? Even my mom at times, like I'll be on vacation and of course, like I'm gonna wear vacation clothes. If it's sunny out, I'll wear some shorts, right? But my mom still has that sort of like, don't post too much or, don't post selfies with shorts or whatever it is. Cause in the back of her head, she still has that thing going where people are gonna judge, where people will talk. And that, it's just, it sucks.
That, but. And I absolutely agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. Like the whole Lokya Genge is like such yeah. a huge aspect. This might sound like a little bit of a, like it's a conspiracy theory, but bear with me for just okay. a second.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of women are taught not to tell things
mm-hmm.
for the sheer fact that like if somebody else finds out, like it's how do you control a group of people?
Mm-hmm.
You give them like
you segregate them.
You well, not even segregate them, mm-hmm. but you don't give them information.
Right.
Right. It's right. like the prisoner.
Information is
like,
power.
Like game theory. Right.
Right.
Like the prisoner's dilemma. Like they will choose something that mm-hmm. is that they are worse off for
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because they don't have complete information. Right.
Right.
And the reason why I say this is, again, this is going to sound like a conspiracy theory, but bear with me.
I'm here for it.
The whole Sagar Divoti, right? And it sounds so trivial, but it's right. so, like, you know, but the whole Sagar Divoti, right?
Okay.
He's basically saying, hey, Sagar's wife can drive. I want to drive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think also that, like, the information control has a lot to do with that as well. Of, like,
keeping women in control.
Exactly.
And not showing them what they're kind of capable of or
exactly.
what they're able to do.
A lot of people don't tell mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
to like other people because it's like, oh, una de these got me, or like they're gonna want it too, right?
It's the same concept as being educated as a female.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, we shouldn't have educated you. Not any words that my family has said, but in general, this is what I've heard, like, from old stories. But, like, you know, just across the board, I would hear, like, women shouldn't be educated because once they are, it's harder to marry them off.
Yeah.
Because they are more picky. Picky is the word. They're more picky about what they want. So it's just like, let's just trick them into marriage before they know what they want, kind of thing. And then once they're married and they have kids, they're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Because divorce is also a taboo subject. Yeah. Just like make it
so
work.
That's my compromise. That's my little conspiracy.
Hashtag see Monty.
That's my little conspiracy theory as to why, like, but
I think there's some truth to it. I think
information control is like the biggest thing that goes towards, like, you know, like making like
oppression. Like, information control is one of the biggest tools towards oppressing a certain group.
And I think, like, I get really nerdy about, like, game theory and stuff because I'm truly, truly an econ major. And so, like, the whole prisoner's dilemma, it used to keep me up at night. I was like, oh, my God, like, that doesn't make any sense, but then it makes a lot of sense and stuff like that. The only other, like, concept that's really fucked me up is, like, natural selection. Why? That was – game theory and natural selection fucked me up in the same way. And maybe we'll save this for the for
like
for
survival of the fittest.
Yeah, we'll save this for the next podcast because like,
sure.
Those are
I
want to
hear your thoughts. Yeah,
those are two things that actually genuinely keep me up at night. All of that to say, we are going to be here. We are starting a podcast.
The whole neighborhood's excited, bruh. It's like a jago out here.
Anyways,
for her podcast,
so we will be here on Sundays.
Okay,
and yeah, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And make sure you do all the YouTube-y things and follow us on our social media so that you can keep in touch. Dutch Midden.
What she said.
We hope that you guys will come along for this crazy ride.
We hope that we will get less cringy as we go. It'll take a second. Well, Jesse's doing just fine.
Speak for yourself.
I'll speak for myself. I'm really awkward still. And I'm used to being behind the camera.
Yeah, because you're on a different side of the camera.
Yeah, I'm a whole different side. So this is like very new to me. I don't know what I'm doing. I might pick my nose from time to time. I don't know. Like, we'll see.
Oh my
like,
God. Sometimes we'll see how it we looks feel. Like I'm picking my nose, but I'm just like.
Like scratching it.
And it's like, yeah. I'm not.
I'm going to be like super aware of what I'm up to every second in front of this camera. But
see, we'll this try. Looks fine. And then when I start recording, I'm like, oh my God, why was I sitting like that?
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
I doing?
Or like I shuffle a lot. Like I move around. I can't sit in one spot for too long without moving around.
Bro,
so
that's a whole thing on its own. But anyways, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. We will see you very, very soon. And if there's any sort of content that you guys want to see from us, leave it down in the comments or DM us. And engage with this video, please.
We'll see you in the next episode.
We'll see you soon. Bye.